Welcome to hour three of the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That guy over there, that's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hi. And Holly Roberts keeping us on the air, sounding good.
Yeah, I just got to say that the bid for one of these Beatles NFTs, an NFT, a digital copy of the notes that Paul McCartney wrote for the song Hey Jude, are up to $50,000 right now.
You guys, we have all been hoodwinked.
Digital images. I will just tell you that I don't want to eat my words, but I feel so ancient when I think about NFTs, and I just am totally fine, even though it hurts me to say it, not participating. Like, I have no desire to learn about NFTs. I don't want to be a part of NFTs because I feel like I'm going to read about it and then I'm going to want to be a part of it and then it's going to take my money and it's not a real thing. So thank you. That's my TED talk about NFTs.
Holly Roberts has a very, very well thought out corollary about NFTs.
Oh, yeah. NFTs are like Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's going crazy about them, but they're going to be worth a big fat nada.
Proceed with caution.
Do you know what I mean, and these are all kind of tied together, but I feel like part and parcel with that is, of course, cryptocurrency, which, don't send me emails, I know is a real thing and it's more legitimate now and there are different kinds and all that stuff, but like, it's just, it's hard to sort of take it seriously when it just doesn't seem real.
Right. Right. I can't get my head around what it is. And again, don't send me emails. But I'm like, what is a Bitcoin? How do you spend it? How do you, I don't know, where do you keep it? Do you get, can you get, it's imaginary. Like, I can't see it. So can can I get things that I can see with it? Or how do you, I don't understand. I don't get it.
651-641-1071. What you watching?
That's what we want to know. What are you watching on the boob tube? 651-641-1071. What you watching? Bradley, why are we asking?
Because I need stuff to watch. And frankly, I know, like, whenever we throw out this question to the audience, we come up with some great ideas and things to add to our Netflix, HBO Max, et cetera list. Just the other day, in fact, I think probably it was last night or the night before, I was scrolling through HBO Max. Like, I know there's like five things I need to watch on HBO Max, and I can't remember what they are. So 651-641-1071, tell us what we need to be watching.
Okay, so we just last night, my husband and I had a summit at the Lindstrom House. It was a TV summit. We have them.
Ooh, great.
Whenever we're like almost done with something, we need to start up something else, you know? Yeah. So we're watching something right now. What we've also realized is we really only have about an hour of TV a night in us. So we really are slow. It's slow going. It's a slog. But we started to talk about things to put in our queue. So what we're watching right now is the newest season of Ozark.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that show. And this new season is flippin' fantastic.
Okay.
But once this is over, we need something next. And do you know what we've already chosen for next? The Gilded Age.
Oh, that's the Julian Fellowes.
Yes.
Downton Abbey sort of American style version.
With Christine Bransky in it.
Yeah,
like you can't go wrong. So anyway, I haven't seen it, so I can't really recommend it, but it's on my list.
It's on your list.
Who do we have on the line, Holly?
We've got Liz.
Liz, what you watching, Liz?
Zach Stone is gonna be famous.
What is that?
Well, nobody knew about it. It's Bo Burnham's fake reality show where he's a high school student who hires a reality crew to follow him around to become famous. And it's from 2015. It was on MTV for only one season. So it's comfortable, right? You don't have to dedicate 4 years to it.
Oh my gosh.
And I like pee my pants laughing because he's so awkward. It's uncomfortable, but he's so sweet. And deep down, he's a good person, but he's terrible.
Oh my gosh. I love this. Where can
Thanks
I watch
for the
this?
Netflix.
Netflix. Oh my gosh. This looks hilarious. Thank you. Zach Stone is going to be famous. It's on Netflix. It's actually from 2013. And she's right. It aired on MTV from May to June of 2013. And it is a teen sitcom created by Bo Burnham and Dan Lagana.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Holly, you got someone else over there, Holly?
Yeah, I got Suzanne over here.
Hey, Suzanne, what you watching? Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
What are you watching?
I am watching Afterlife, or I'm done watching Afterlife. If you haven't watched it, and you might have already talked about it, it is a fabulous show. One of my favorites by far, Ricky Gervais.
I have never heard of this one either. There's so much TV.
Oh. You need to watch it because it'll change your life.
Okay. Wow. So that where do we watch it?
What streaming service?
It's on Netflix, and each episode is under a half an hour. And okay. There's only six episodes a season, and there's only six seasons.
Oh, we love that. Thank you, Suzanne. I don't know if she's swearing or if her cheek is hitting the buttons.
I'm hoping her cheek.
Is she beeping herself out? Bradley, what are you watching right now?
Well, you know, I just watch a lot of YouTube, but I'm also still going through Unwrapped. You know, that I love to binge watch Unwrapped. Jamie and I have not sat down and watched a show together since we started Squid Game, and we still have not finished Squid Game. But I did want to give, like, you know, there are a lot of great shows. I keep hearing about Yellowstone, so I want to watch that.
Yep.
But every once in a while, I like to recommend shows like, have you ever seen Dairy Girls?
No, but I know that. Okay. I know that our friend Dawn loves that show.
It is a hilarious show that sort of, like, you're not missing anything by not having seen it when it first came out. You know, like, sometimes, like, you miss the buzz and it's like, right. Well, you're fine.
Right.
But if you just are looking for a fun, hilarious, like, I think they're 20 to 30 minute episodes. They're just silly and dumb and but smart, funny. I know I'm being contradictory, but it kind of just hits all the wonderful places. And my point is, you're not going to feel like you wasted time watching the silly antics of these girls and one guy in Northern Ireland as they sort of like play out their adolescence and teen years. But you're going to fall in love with the characters, and I'm hoping they're going to be back at some point. So anyway, if you're just looking for a good laugh series, I highly recommend Dairy Girls.
I love this. We got a tweet from Kate who said, can't call in, but this show is amazing. It's called Tell Me Your Secrets. It's on Prime Video.
Huh. I don't
Tell
know
Me
that
Your
one.
Secrets. Emma is ready to start her new life in witness protection. When Mary, a mother searching for her daughter's disappearance, she hires an ex-serial predator to track Emma down, and no one is safe. She discovers that Emma might be responsible for her daughter's appearance. Ooh, Lily Rabe is in that. Ooh, that looks good. Because I love me Lily Rabe.
What's that called again?
It's called Tell Me Your Secrets.
Our good friend Panda on Twitter said she binged Yellow Jackets in one day. I don't know what that is.
That's another one that showed up on our list when we had our TV summit. Because I also think that's on HBO Max, perhaps?
That's on Showtime.
That's what I meant, is Showtime. I get those two, by the way, confused all the time. Like Al Pacino and...
Cute.
What's his name?
And Al Pacino. The guy you get confused with, Al Pacino.
Robert De Niro.
Thank you, him. Thank you, everybody, for giving us such great ideas and things to watch. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got another D-bag. Yes, we do.
The hits just keep coming today.
We got another D-bag. How about you? We'll tell you about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Listen to this song a little bit differently than you did before.
Bitterly.
I mean, every time I hear it, I'm like, okay, Adele, I'll go easy on you. I'm sure the people who spent all that money are going to go easy on you. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, look at this. You know us on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. You know that we have a heap and helping of D-bags. And we had an extra one. We thought we'd just plop it here.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
We plopping?
Stop saying plop. I want to tell you about a lady named Bonnie Fuller.
Oh, I know her.
Right? She has a very popular celebrity tabloid website, and she's actually like a sort of an icon, an institution in the world of tabloid media. Hollywood Life is her current iteration by Bonnie Fuller, and I would like to take this tabloid to task for this exclusive headline. Kris Jenner shoots down Tristan Thompson's empty apology. He's made Khloe cry too many times.
Okay.
Now, I want you to tell me what you make of this story, but I also just want to titillate you with the dumb source content in a story like this. So, you know, the story purports to tell us that Kris Jenner is not having Tristan Thompson's apology. And what would that refer to, Colleen, just quickly for the uninspired?
The fact that the cheating cheater that is Tristan Thompson cheated once again and made a baby with Marilee Nichols.
Yeah. Now, she's not telling us this directly, Kris Jenner.
No, she never would be.
No. Hollywood Life has exclusively learned, however, that the NBA star, Tristan Thompson, tried to, quote, weasel his way back into Khloe's heart via her mother, and that his attempts were shot down. A source close to the Kardashian family, Kris Jenner, doesn't want to hear Tristan's empty apology. She has listened to Khloe cry one too many times over Tristan, and she does not care what he has to say. Anyone?
Why?
So, it is clear to me that Kris Jenner is putting this story out there. What is also clear to me is this is just a bunch of, I think we used to call it horse pucky. Correct?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say hogwash, but I like yours better.
Horse apples?
Horse apples, road apples, whatever you want to call them, doo-doo. This is just a flaming pile of doo-doo. So, what I'm saying is, I think Kris Jenner is putting this story out, but I don't think the story that she's putting out is a real story. So I don't think that Kris Jenner is saying, I've had enough of your apologies, Tristan Thompson, not this time. Although I think this story comes from her. And why do you think it's so obvious to deduce that, Colleen?
Well,
would indicate to us that this seems like it's not real, but it's coming out of Kris?
I don't know if this is what you're going for, but it furthers the poor Khloe narrative that is so important to their characters on their award-winning program. I don't know if it's an award-winning program.
I mean, maybe it won a Cable Ace at one point.
I don't know. What they probably made up their own awards and gave them to themselves.
Yeah, these are very highly successful people. We shouldn't take that away from them, but whatever. Anyway, it's easy. my point is, like, this just furthers the narrative that they want us to believe, which is not a real narrative. Again, I go back to the beginning of our show today, wherein Kanye West, an actual person connected to the Kardashian-Jenner empire, spoke truth about what was actually going on behind the scenes.
Right.
To date, I can't think of a Kardashian who has done so. Meaning, every time a story comes out about them, it is totally for the purpose of publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it's real, but that's because of the narrative that's been laid out by Kris Jenner. Do I think that that's dumb? No, it's kind of evil genius, because they have created this whole world that doesn't exist in order to sell whatever it is that they're selling to us. You know, this show, the characters in this show, by the way, the show hasn't even aired yet, and they're able to just, like, their machine turns that reality, which is completely warped and created by Kris Jenner and company, into a $1 million money-making venture. Because remember, all of this is in service of the business dealings that each one of them has.
Right.
So it's just, I know this is just another, it's so obvious, and maybe that should have been the title of the segment versus D-bag, but I think you have to call it out whenever it happens. Also because, like, you want me to really believe that Khloe Kardashian was calling up mom and complaining.
Right.
Because, like, if this was real, let's just assume for the sake of discussion, Khloe really took Tristan back and he cheated on her again.
Mm-hmm.
You're now Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
What are you saying for real?
As a parent,
yes.
I would, you know, it would be something along the lines of, I'm sorry. I know it hurts. Also, what did we learn here? Let's talk about the flags that we may have seen along the line. And what are we going to do differently next time? Maybe not get back together with a cheater. Right?
Yeah, which sounds so ludicrous, like, when you say that, like, it sounds so, I just don't buy that these highly successful women who are there for right. each other and their families constantly and are clearly, even if you don't like what they're selling, they're, you know, they're a tight-knit family.
Yeah.
You do not have...
Especially the women.
Fight,
yeah.
Whenever they fight, it is curated.
Yeah.
You don't see people... This is not a Kanye West experience. This is not genuine, right? Mm-hmm. You're not getting something real. They are a machine, and so it just doesn't stand. It doesn't stand the smell test.
No,
right?
No. It smells, but it don't smell right. Mm-hmm. Okay. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid,
idiot.
After this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We do love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we call them crazy, stupid
idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot.
Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI.
It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
And sometimes other places.
What?
New York.
Da, 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 da.
Start spreading the news. Gene is a hero. Who's Gene, you ask?
Who's Gene?
Thank you for asking. 73-year-old Jean, we know that that's her first name, but we do not know her last name. She's actually the hero in this story. There's another person that will show up as the crazy, stupid idiot.
Okay.
So Jean was minding her own P's and Q's at her house, and somebody called her. She got a call last Thursday. She picked up the phone, and it was like, "Hi, Jean," and she was like, "Or hi, Grandma." And Gene was like, "Hello?" And it was a guy, and he was like, "It's me, your grandson. I've been arrested, and I need bail money. I've been arrested for drunk driving." Now, this is a thing. This is
We've
a scam.
Talked about this,
this
I feel like.
This is a scam that people have been scamming. And we did talk about it once when we told a story about somebody who really fell for it to the tune of many tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it was sad.
It was super sad. Well, Jean was on to this guy. You know why? Jean,
she knows things.
Jean doesn't have a grandson who's old enough to drive, so she was like, "Yeah, this isn't real, but I'll play along." Which sometimes is a fun thing to do with scammers, right? Have you ever done that?
No, I would never. I don't want to involve myself. I would hang up and run away.
Oh, it's so fun. Anyway, so she knew this was a scam. She decided to play along. There were some calls back and forth. And finally, she had a conversation with somebody who claimed to be her son's lawyer. And he said he needed $8,000 to bail her grandson out. And so then another person called and was like, "I'm a bail bondsman. I'll come by and I'll pick that money up." And she was like, "Great, see you soon." And they were like, "Okay, here's the date and here's the time and I'll be there." Well, Jean is a genius because Jean was on the phone with police who were like, "Okay, great, we'll be there too, don't worry about it." So the guy shows up and the police are hiding inside her house, and she goes outside and hands this person who was purporting to be the bail bondsman an envelope stuffed with paper towels. And he walked off with this envelope of paper towels, and the cops ran out the door and tackled him on her front lawn. The scammer's name is Joshua Gomez. He's 28 years of age. We don't know if he was the only person acting in this story or if there were other people who he was working with, but he's now on the hook facing charges for attempted grand larceny.
Gene is a bad behind.
I know. Do not mess with 73-year-old Gene.
Yeah, kudos, Gene.
I know.
Way to go.
She's good. She's
this
good
is
stuff.
Not something I would have felt comfortable involving myself in, but I guess at 73, she's like, "You know what? I'm gonna do right by
I like it.
This country, and I'm going to take one down for the team."
And she sure did.
Yeah, she did.
Good on ya.
Congrats, Gene.
Yeah. So everybody learn from Gene. And good on ya. There's video of it. It's so, I don't want to say it's great, but it's great. Because you just see the cops come flying out the door and take this guy down, and Jean's like bringing up the rear, and she's like, ha ha, I gotcha. It's fantastic. Where are we going next, trainer? Oh, I can't hear you.
Well, we'll work on that.
It's okay. Are you? Did you mute yourself, trainer?
No, I muted myself.
Oh, okay.
I decided my words were not good enough for
no
radio.
No,
well, that's unfortunate for us.
We're screwed.
We're going to Florida.
Florida.
And I want to take you specifically to Cape Coral, and I want to take you specifically to a Waffle House in Cape Coral.
Oh,
I know you want to go to Waffle House just like I do. It's one of my favorite places to go when I'm in the great state of Florida. But I will tell you, on this particular occasion, something happened that will change your life forever. Although I think you're going to find yourself relating to, if not identifying with, the criminal. I'm sorry. I know it's weird, but just go with me. Okay, so apparently on Wednesday of last week, police received a call that there was somebody creating a ruckus at the Waffle House. And it was 28-year-old Martin Jose Alvarez. And he was yelling expletives, otherwise known as expletives, at the staff. Mm. Now, it's why he was yelling at them that earned this story crazy, stupid, idiot status. And remember,
he's at the
I said
house.
You're probably at the Waffle House. And remember, I said that it's going to be something you can probably identify with or at least feel empathy for. I mean, his reaction, not so much.
Yeah.
But the reason for his reaction, you might be able to identify with. Why was he yelling four-letter words at staff people?
There was a curly hair in his waffle.
No, but that would be a legitimate reason to get angry, right?
Yeah, I'd be mad,
Why
too.
Why is there a hair?
Was he just hungry and his food wasn't coming up fast enough?
There was one food in particular that was not up to his standard.
Well, was it the waffle?
No, it's something else we love and adore.
Coffee. It was his coffee. Nope. Oh.
Close.
Not bacon.
Really. Yes.
Well, it wasn't crispy enough.
He was not
Don't
happy with how...
bacon.
He was not happy with how his bacon was cooked, and officers heard him screaming when they arrived, "You better cook the bleeping bacon right." Now, here's the problem. This was not just like, "You better cook my bacon right." This was significant because it led to, I laugh because this is just so absurd that you're just sitting at the Waffle House, crunch, crunch, eating your bacon, watching this all go down where the guy's yelling and screaming. He would not listen to the police. He ended up getting tased for not, you know, obeying what the police were asking him to do. So he was resisting arrest all for bacon that was not up to his bacony standards.
Oof. Okay.
We can all relate, but like, do you want to go to jail because
Listen,
of bacon?
Even bad bacon is bacon.
I would agree.
Sort of like pizza. You're like, okay, it's not my favorite pizza, but it's pizzas, and you don't look a pizza horse in the mouth. You just eat the pizza. And I feel
also, I wish they had pizza horses.
Thank you. Gallop my way.
All the way to town.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, I hope...
Where are we going next?
There's bacon in prison. We're going to Texas. We're going to Crockett, Texas.
Oh. Davy Crockett.
We're going to meet Rebecca Taylor, 49 years of age, in Crockett, Texas. And she was shopping at the Walmart when she saw a woman with a shopping cart in the checkout line, and that woman had two children in the shopping cart because they were her children, and they were accompanying her on her trip to Walmart. And so Miss Taylor, Rebecca Taylor, approached the woman and started to make comments about one of the children. And then she leaned in and she was like, "Psst, can I buy him?"
What?
Yeah, I got $25,000. I got $250,000. I can buy that child. And the mom was like, "No, I am not going to sell you my child."
She tried to buy a kid.
Oh yeah, no, it gets better.
What?
And the mom's like, "I'm not gonna sell you my child." And then Rebecca Taylor, 49 years of age, was like, $250,000 wasn't the right price. Can I interest you in $500,000 for that child?
What?
And the mom was like, no. And then she was like, I guess I'm just going to have to take him. And the mother was like, nope. You don't get to buy my children and you don't get to take my children. And so the sheriff was called and deputy said the mother did refuse to give her children to Rebecca Taylor.
I mean,
and was able to leave the store with her children safely.
I have so many questions.
Me too. Where do you want to begin?
Do you have answers?
Not really, but I'll try.
Why was she trying to buy children?
I don't know.
For what purpose?
I don't know, but she was looking for the baby child, like the smallest of the two.
Okay.
She was arrested and charged with sale or purchase of a child, which is a third degree felony in Texas.
Wait a minute. That's a third?
Yeah.
Trying to buy someone's child is not a first degree.
It's not a first degree. It's a third degree. They're like, you didn't get the child. No,
you didn't
actually
steal the
doesn't
child.
Matter.
You actually tried to pay money.
Because the charge is sale or purchase of a child, which means you could successfully purchase the child and still only be charged of a third degree felony.
So you could purchase. I laugh because it's so absurd.
Right.
What? Who in their right mind? Like, also, what, like, was she drunk or was this real? Because I just feel like somebody who's going to, like, pony up, like, did she have $500,000 to buy the child?
And also, if you have $500,000, why are you at Walmart? Well, maybe I don't know.
I guess I'm more concerned about the fact that she wanted to buy a child for $500,000.
Yes. I'm applying different weird logic. Anywho.
You're like, but why didn't she go to the Galleria?
Yeah, why was she
trying to buy
a shopping center? Anyway, records show that she was released on Thursday on a $50,000 bond. So watch your children, I guess, if you're at a Walmart in Crockett,
Texas.
Hope...
I mean, I can't guarantee because, you know, having lived in Texas for many years, I wouldn't be surprised, but I would hope that they did their due diligence to find out, like, is this woman still, like, why did she want to buy the children? And does she have people that were ready to take the child? I mean, what, like, I hope they did their homework.
You need to do the rest of the work.
Yeah.
The weird thing about this, and this is the part that I hate, is that when I read this story this morning, I was like, wait, haven't we read this story before? Like, I was sure that we have heard the story.
Oh, I don't feel like it sounds familiar, but maybe.
It felt so familiar to me. And I was like, have we been here before? That's what's really sad. Ugh.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm trying to see if any other stories, like, because many stories have been written about this. I'm trying to see if any other ones give us details about what she was looking for.
Well, my first reaction was, this is not real. But then I saw that it's linked to a KPRC story, and I know that's the actual affiliate in Houston.
Yeah.
So this is real.
Yeah, she did say she persisted in asking to purchase the baby, saying that she had always wanted to buy a baby for a long time.
Okay.
That answers so many questions, aka zero.
Oh, and then this story goes on to say, at one point, police say she tried to call the child's name, which the mother said she never told her. So that's kind of creepy.
Oh, that's so creepy.
If she's convicted, she could face up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. Listen, okay, I would say take that whole $500,000.
I was going to say, can we get some of that $500,000 to prevent, like, child trafficking?
Isn't that awful?
Oh, my God, that's absurd.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, it's time to play a little game. That game is called The Throwback.
What?
After this on My Talk 107.1.